Hi, right. I'm Wayne Jefferson.
Rocket Man trying to cut in on our time.
Didn't he?
He's here and he's not even here. We're back with Inside Florida Racing. We've got Al Newman, fast truck driver, on the phone with us here. Al, how you doing? Hey, Al,
hello,
you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, you can hear us now, right?
Yeah, you're a little bit fuzzy, but...
Yeah, he's fuzzy, all right. You ought to see him in person right now.
Yeah.
That's him in a nutshell, fuzzy.
So what's going on, Al? Tell us about what's going on in your racing today.
Well, hey, whoa, wait a minute. Al, go ahead, Al. I'll let you tell him. Tell Bonehead why we even have you on the show, man.
Who we got on the line here?
We're talking with Carol Wicks. We're talking with Bonehead Rob Elding. And we're talking with CeCe Brooks also. Which station is that?
Kix Country 92.9.
Kix Country 92. Come with it, guy.
Good thing the FCC ain't on us.
Kix Country 92, man.
Kix Country 92.9, yes.
There you go.
She's just a diehard race fan.
Jeez, I can't even count that, huh?
So, Al, what was it like to win that big feature at DeSoto a week ago?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was really good for me because it's been a long time since I won one. You know, kind of made me feel young again.
Well, how old are you, Al?
I'm double nickel, 55.
And how long have you been racing?
All my life.
Wow.
Al's probably run... How many truck races you think you've run? Just truck races.
I don't know. I started in 97 running trucks.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of the original truck drivers from down here.
I switched over from... I was running late models at DeSoto, and I started running trucks at DeSoto, and then I got hooked on them and been running them ever since.
Was it a hard transition to go from late models to trucks?
It was cheaper.
It was cheaper?
It was very easy.
Yeah.
The trucks are just slow enough, you know, that... stuff doesn't happen quite as fast as it does in a late model.
Yeah, and everything doesn't cost $500.
Right, and you don't have to buy tires as often. You can run pump gas.
Yeah, that gets to be expensive today. The price of racing gas is, people think, oh, $3 a gallon for regular gas. It's like $8 a gallon at the racetrack for fuel.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's true. Probably a lot of people don't factor that in
and you
to your
run,
cost.
And even the guys that can run pump gas, they don't. They run racing gas. So you're watching every one of them trucks out there that's running racing gas in it. You know, it runs $100 and some odd worth of gas out of it every night that it's out there. It's unbelievable. That's why the car counts are down. What do you think about the trucks and guys building them today and trying to get the classes bigger? Do you think it's possible in our economy that's going on, or do you think that's not the problem?
Well, I should probably ask you guys, but it seems like the trucks are the only thing that's really growing. You know, the late models are doing pretty good, and now if they're running the crate motors and all, it seems like we got more late models, but bringing the cost down on the engines is helping quite a bit. Of course, the trucks never have been too bad on that. You know, we run the crate motor, and that crate motor is, $4,700 now. That's a lot better than paying $10,000 or $12,000 or more for a race motor.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was really good. I mean, I got really excited when I saw that you had, I remember I just happened to be down in Charlotte County Speedway not too long ago when you came in. I think you came in second. And I spoke with you there briefly in the picture taking deal down there, and then I saw you winning at DeSoto, and I'm thinking, man, we finally got somebody winning a race in the trucks who has a driver's license.
Who said I had a driver's license?
Oh,
who's old enough to have one?
At least you're old enough. That was pretty good, Jack. How long did it take you to think about that one? I'm sure some of our later guests that we have today are going to enjoy that comment.
who are some of your sponsors, Al?
My latest sponsor right here in Bradenton is Gaudier's RV Repair.
Mm.
They're in behind Dream RV on 64. by the interstate. He's been helping me quite a bit lately. And then I had a few auto accident attorney. I was buying my tires for a while and helping me out. And then I had T&W trailers.
Good guy, Bob. Bob's a good guy, ain't he?
Yep. And also his other business, high-tech power equipment. They've helped me. He's helped me probably. He sponsored me probably 10 years.
Do you find obtaining sponsorship difficult these days with their economy and everything?
Yes. Yeah, it's difficult.
You think that might be one of the things that's holding back some people from getting into racing?
Say that again?
Do you think that might be one of the problems that people are facing that's sort of holding them back to getting, into the race?
Well, that's a lot of the smaller racers back. You know, they don't have much funds. But right now what seems to be happening is you have a lot of kids coming into the trucks because they can drive at a young age, and 9 out of 10 of them have very good financial backing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's mostly their parents, I think, but...
Yeah.
Their parents have good business and stuff. And they're just passing through. They're using the trucks for a year or two for experience until they get to be 14 or 15, and they move up into the late models.
Yeah, it's interesting. In North Carolina and, like, Virginia, they do the same thing in Legends. Legends aren't such a big deal here, except for they are a very big deal over at Orlando Speed World. But in those states, they tend to do the Legends, and down here, so many of these guys come out of the trucks. You're right.
Well, that the ASA race we had this weekend at the Sega, there was 20 cars that time trialed.
Exactly.
Nine of the drivers came out of the trucks.
That's right. Absolutely. And very young kids with a lot of talent, no doubt. So to what do you attribute your recent success? I mean, because, you did pretty good down in Charlotte as well, like we said.
Well, last year I rebuilt the truck. I got the original truck that I bought in 97. And I reclipped it front and rear and went through it, put all new springs and shocks in it. And I've been playing with the shocks a little bit. And that seems like that's helped me more than anything else. I've been doing pretty good since I've been messing with the shocks.
Softening it up, putting them $300 shocks on there?
They're $100 shocks. They're special built.
Al, there's one thing that I say is that it's amazing. It's amazing to me what the difference is with the springs and shocks and how soft they're running some of these cars today. And coming back into super late model racing and trying to get a handle on it, I sit here and watch these guys go through the corner and their cars are just bound up. Going through the corners, just bouncing. I'm having a hard time myself with that, and slowly we're softening up and slowly starting to go faster, but it just seems like it's unbelievable how soft they do run today. Are they doing that in the trucks,
go
too?
Ahead, explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, the trucks are, most of them, are running as soft as they can run. And now I can't run as soft as most of them because I'm so big.
So for us non-techies, what's that mean? Explain that in layman's terms.
I run like a 650 in a right front. If I run anything less than that, I get coil bind. Of course, now on NASCAR, that's the big thing, to get coil bind. That makes you go faster.
That was easy for me to understand.
Al, since I'm really the newbie here on the show and at the racetrack, and you're completely talking over my head, just pretend you're talking to a room full of women like myself. And can you explain that into our language?
You guys will never get it. Okay, it's not something. It's not something that he's going to explain and you're going to understand in one night, because there's guys like him and myself that have been racing for years, and we don't understand it.
Oh, well, okay, now I feel better now, Rob. Thank you.
Know what? I don't really understand either.
That's right. Okay.
I just know it works.
They keep telling you to run softer and softer. What it is the springs on the car. There's a spring on each corner,
yeah,
and there's a shock. And from the times that me and Al are used to running, stiffer was better to make your tires last longer and give you your car through the whole race. Well, when you used to qualify, people would soften the car up. That's why you see them jockeying springs and shocks on their car. They'll soften the car up. Well, today, they run so soft. I mean, let's say we were running 350 on a super late model, 350 on the right front, you know, back to 7 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. Well, today, it ain't nothing like that. They're running they're just getting by with a 175 up there. And when he says coil bind, when they go in the corner, it binds. It takes that spring and collapses the spring completely to where there's nothing.
Okay. So we're talking tension in the spring.
Right. They're taking the tension completely out.
Okay.
And when it coil binds, it works the shock then. Then you need the shock with the right rebound to holds the car down and rebounds it back up slow. Or if you want to rebound up hard, you let it go. So that's what he was referring to.
I get that. When you're saying running softer, it's less tension. It's not so stiff of tension.
Exactly.
See, I understand it now. Thank you.
But to make it work, okay, is the problem that like he fights and like that I fight and all of us fight, except for these young kids. I don't know if it's on the computer. What I think, it's on the computer. They've been playing these racing games, and they've been messing with all these different setups on the game. And the game's supposed to be so much like a car that when they hit on a setup that works, they go and throw it on their car. And then they take it out there and they run around us. What do you think, Al?
That's what they do, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you. You know.
I'll tell you what. Them kids are fast.
Yeah, they are. I know.
They're fast and they're fearless.
Of course, they don't weigh nearly as much.
You know, Al, I haven't figured out what it is because me and you are still fearless when we're out there, aren't we? We drive our car to its potential to where it'll just spin out if we go any faster, right?
That's right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that they just drive a little bit different, some of these cars. And it is, listen, there's a lot of technology that I haven't been able to put in my car, and Al may not have been able to put it in his truck yet.
Mm-hmm.
The trucks only have certain things that you can do. So Al's got to be careful because he might get called cheating if he gets his thing working too well. You know, but
yeah.
We're going to talk to Seth Greco later in the show, and he's a guy that's racing the car, and we'll see how much he's learning as a youngster, you know, what he's learning about that, if dad's letting him learn anything about that yet. Because truly, the young racers will have to do just as me and Al did. Eventually, they're going to have to learn their cars. You know, they're going to have to know what makes the car do what it does. Because when they're young, their parents or their crew chiefs watch, and then they make the changes. But like Al, when you're ready to make a change on your car, how do you determine with your truck that you need to make a change with suspension-wise? Say your right front spring is too soft. How do you know that?
I pretty much, anymore, the only spring I change is my right rear. I change that from track to track a lot of times, but I leave the right front alone because that seems to work. You know?
And
sometimes I put a little more bar in it, you know, roll bar, and that helps. That's another thing. It's they use a lot of the sway bar in the front. You know,
the trucks don't have a whole lot of things that you can do to them. Correct.
Right.
And I think that's good for the class, and I hope that they keep it that way, because it'll help the class keep it where it's at financially wise. And I think that the guys that are racing it would probably vote to keep it that way, and that's a good way to have your class.
Right. I mean, there. You know, there's been times we voted on starting a truck class that was more like a late model class, you know. But there's always been enough people that wanted to keep it the way it was that they'd get outvoted, you know.
And it needs to be that way because if you think about it, you don't mess with a good thing. And the truck thing is a good thing. And if you can make changes to make them safer, then by all means do it. But if it's just to make if it's just to put a quick change rear end in it, or it's just to put a different transmission in it, I say that's what makes problems. That's why we got so many late model classes today. You know, It used to be you had a sportsman class and you had a late model class, and the late models ran four-barrel carburetors on them. Today you got, man, you got sportsmans, you got limiteds, you got supers. You know, you don't know what you're getting, you know. And
right.
On any given day, the same cars could be there for any of the classes. So to the fans, they don't know what's going on. So, you know, I like the truck class just like it is. I always thought it was great. I think that everybody can always sit back and thank Bobby Deal for the trucks and what they are today, because really, truthfully, I was around, okay, when those trucks started.
Yep.
I was around. I drove the very first truck that was a late model truck, okay, that was wide five, had 10-inch tires on it, and it was built at Dave Pletcher's. And I used to take it out to the tracks when I'd run the Florida Pro Series, and it never caught on because it would have been something that was, you know, cost way too much money. It was a left-hander type, you know, offset vehicle with a four-barrel carburetor, so it didn't work. What worked was Bobby's deal that he started, and for what you see today is an offspring everywhere of that class. And if you guys can all keep them together, you'll keep having these 24, 25, 26 truck shows.
Well, there's probably very few people who have been have more knowledge of how that whole series grew and developed than Al Newman, because he was there every step of the way. And Al, what do you see going into the future here?
Well, right at the moment, it seems like the trucks are breaking off into different groups. But they are keeping the same rules.
Right.
Changing any of the rules, any. That's good, so you can cross over. But we got three different groups now, trucks, four different groups counting soda.
That's correct.
And that doesn't make sense, okay? Just from a racer standpoint, it doesn't make sense.
We all know it doesn't make sense, and we can beat that horse to death. It's just, there's not even any sense going there, because there's nothing we can do about it. Really, there isn't.
Now, the only thing I see that needs to be done is they need to get everybody on the same tire.
That ain't ever going to happen.
We got three different tires. That's a lot of wheels mounted up.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that the tire manufacturers pay some of these point championships, and, you know, each individual track promoter has his own deal worked out. So you can't really blame it on tires. You know that. I mean, we've always raced with different tires, Al. At every racetrack, you always had to put a different tire on. So that hasn't really changed.
So where can people come and see you next, Al, with that number four truck?
I'll be racing at Charlotte County this weekend.
All right. I can't wait to see you.
Well, we got to take a break, Al. Good luck this weekend. I hope you get another win there, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Keep on trucking.
Night, Al. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for including me.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
You are included.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, Al Newman. He's going to Charlotte County this weekend. Hopefully get another win. We'll be right back.